name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today's gospel marks a change of emphasis in the ecclesiastical calendar of the Orthodox Church. Whereas the feasts of Nativity and Theophany emphasized the incarnation of Christ and the beginning of his earthly ministry, today we hear the gospel of pardon and salvation being proclaimed. In the person of Zacchaeus, we find someone who has been captivated by love for money, but who repented of his sins from his heart. And he learned to follow what St. Gregory Palamas referred to as his inspired longing. Isn't that a nice phrase? His inspired longing for Christ. To fully appreciate the change which occurred in the heart of Zacchaeus, we must understand his position as the chief publican. Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus took place in Jericho. And Jericho was a place that was a very wealthy place because of its production and sale of balsam, which was known for its medicinal purposes and aromatic wood. Where we find wealth, we find taxation, right? That time approaches for us even now. And the publicans were the tax men. But Zacchaeus was not your everyday publican. Zacchaeus was the chief publican for Jericho, which meant that he was most likely over publicans of an entire district. So he undoubtedly was a very wealthy man. But Zacchaeus was intensely attracted to our Lord. His conscience was awakened when he saw the Lord, that the Lord did not reject him, even though he had many sins. He came to his senses and he repented of his sins. He fell in love with our Lord and was drawn to him. He changed from the inside out. And to authenticate this repentant change, he said, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I will give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." He showed his God-granted righteousness by his good deeds. He demonstrated his liberation from the love of money by giving it away. He exhibited sincerity of heart by placing others' needs before his greed. In other words, he was a new man, this Zacchaeus, one who became energized by love for Christ. This is instructive for us. To be energized by love for Christ instead of some kind of morbid fear of God. We know that the beginning of wisdom is to fear God, but in the right way. We must understand that God loves us. He loves us with a perfect love. He is for us. He is not against us. All that He is trying to accomplish in our lives is to bring healing to us, salvation to us, show us the light in the midst of this great darkness of a fallen world. And so we see such a beautiful example in Zacchaeus of his love for God, his love for Christ. He was attracted to him. And that was certainly the overriding motivation for him, not fear. He was small in stature, but large in zeal for God. He changed. He acknowledged his sins. He took responsibility for them. He turned away from them back to the open arms of our Savior. Proverbs 8:17 says, "I will love them that love me, and those that love me shall find grace." This is a brief quote from a newsletter that I receive every so often from the monastery of the Holy Archangel Michael out in New Mexico. This is written anonymously, so I don't really know who wrote this. "Christ came to free us from false notions of ourselves. He reveals who we are, a person worthy to be loved apart from what we do or buy. Mankind was in need of someone to save us from the burden of our brokenness. The first angelic announcement of the birth of Christ proclaimed that he is the Savior, the one born in the city of David, the city of peace, who is continually born in those whose inner city abides in peace. Before healing can come into our bones, we need to acknowledge that we are sick. Before we can be transformed, we must perceive our need for transformation. Christ comes to us in the humility of a helpless babe, enabling us to humble ourselves and approach the unapproachable one, confessing our need for his help. This very act of humility is the first step towards healing, and if we follow its gladsome path, its strong medicine will cure a multitude of ills. What a beautiful statement. Zacchaeus came to this point. This is a great description of Zacchaeus. He came to this point where he acknowledged his absolute need for God and his absolute need to change. And he did. He did change. So, beloved of Christ, let us be careful where we cast our affections. Let us remember the commandment to love the Lord our God with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our might, just as Zacchaeus demonstrated in today's gospel. May we open our hearts to this same inspired longing to know Christ and to offer him fruits in keeping with our repentance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.